What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. Today, I'm coming at you with my man, Nick Peterson. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do and why you do it for the people who don't know you, my man?
Yeah, man, absolutely. It's funny because people, if you ask what I do, I always say it depends on who you ask. Or I say I collect smart people. But my background is primarily cognitive behavior therapy, which is what I do is help people modify their behavior to get closer to what they actually want, which is interesting because most people don't know what they want. And then if they think they know what they want, turns out it's not what they really want, right? So I partner with and I have clients that are world-class at what they do. Some of them have been on your show, like Dan Nicholson, for example. And they have intellectual property or methods or operating systems that can really change people's lives. The issue is getting them to articulate it to other people. A lot of times, like Dan is a great example, they're so smart that regular people have a hard time kind of understanding the advice or the operating system. So most of what I do is learn from these people. It's cool because they pay me. And I learn from them and then help them figure out how do we craft this intellectual property in a way that people can understand. So it's palatable. And how do we build programs so that they actually implement these things and modify their behavior in a way that's beneficial to them? So multiple different industries. Worked with John Hopkins, the head of endocrinology, John Hopkins, Florida Department of Health. Obviously, Dan Nicholson, his accounting firm. The first time I did this, my first business was with a PhD in metabolic chemistry. So I surround myself with really smart people. I try to learn what they are trying to help other people learn and then bridge the gap.
Awesome, man. So I tend to attract a lot of these people that are just hyper intelligent and just have a habit of either just going over people's heads, not explaining it in the right way, or just straight up just train wrecking them with information. And then the people don't even know how to respond. So what is usually like the first thing that you do with these people so that they can get more clear on their message and how they explain their stuff to people?
Yeah, I'll be transparent. Totally selfish. I can only work with people if it benefits me. Meaning, I'm a doer. I'm better at doing than knowing, which means I have to learn from them and implement it in my own life. So obviously I'm not going to implement stuff that's not beneficial to me. So like say, hey, look, I really want to figure out this finance thing. So connected with Dan Nicholson. So the first thing I have to do is implement it and keep a tight feedback loop and just ask a bunch of questions, right? And then on the other end, I keep a really tight contact with mass market. So I have a whole bunch of clients and programs and stuff. And the whole time I'm looking for this one thing, and that is a gap. And the gap is between innovation and information, meaning I could say something to you. I could be like, hey, fill out this avatar sheet for me. Right. And you know what that means. So it's information to you. But if I walked into like a random Burger King and I was like, hey, everybody here, fill out this avatar sheet, they wouldn't know what it means. It actually increased uncertainty. So it's innovation. So the thing is, we say one thing to the people around us and it's information. And then we go to people that are not like us and we think we're giving them information, but we're not. We're actually increasing uncertainty. A lot of these people say, look how helpful I'm being by giving this information out. But the truth is, it's not super helpful. It's actually causing more confusion. So what I'm looking at is like, okay, super high intellect person says this. I'm going to bring it to the mass audience and I'm looking, is this information to them or is it innovation to them? And if it's information, great. It could stay as it is. If it's innovation, we got to figure out how to reinvent it so that it's information to them, right? Can we use pre-wired ideas, parables, stories, metaphors, right? And that's the process. We just go, okay, Dan said this, I get it. I turn around, I say it to other people, they don't get it. What can I do to help them understand it like I understand it? And whereas high intellect people often have been rewarded and get some validation for being right, right? Like technically correct, especially doctors, anybody with a doctorate, like they, the academic system, their job is to be technically correct. I have the freedom of not having to be technically correct. So I can say something that may not be technically correct, but it helps the person understand how to modify their behavior. Right. And so that's the game. It's just kind of vacillating between change agent, high intellect people. And just to clarify, you could be, you could be extremely intelligent in one area and not so much in another. Right. So it's not like there's that dimension as well. It's not just smart people versus dumb people. It's just that this person understands this thing so well, they can't communicate it to an average person in this domain. So how can we bridge that gap? That's all I do.
Absolutely, man. And I like how you point out that these hyper-intelligent people, there's usually a balance to it. And I've had this conversation a few times with people, and I always like to use Sheldon Cooper as the example. Like, he's hyper-intelligent, but he needs the support of the people around him in order to communicate with people, get his point across, and really get where he needs to be, just because of that lack of communication, because he is that hyper intelligence level.
Yeah. It's a very common, issue. I call it the base knowledge disconnect. And this happens again, it's not smart people versus dumb people. It's individual specific domains. But even when marketers, right? Like, I assume most listeners understand the concept of an avatar in marketing. But if you go to sit at the dinner table with your family and ask, like, can you guess who my avatar is? Right? Like, it's a thing that we think is so simple, fundamental based knowledge, and it's just not. And so there's this huge disconnect in our language when we talk to people that don't do what we do.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the entrepreneur on fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.